Well, Owen, could you sum up your thoughts after what's been another disappointing night?
It's a mixture of emotions. Certainly, frustration is one of them. I think, you know, we've said about giving ourselves a platform in the game to be able to go and pick up points in the league, and we've not done that. I mean, I don't think you can do all the preparation in the world and, you know, everything set yourself up, and nobody's ever going to think that you're going to score two own goals in the space of whatever it was it 5 minutes or so, whatever the period was. And at that point, I mean, they'd won a 2 half chance, but we were comfortable in the game in terms of how we were doing against the ball. I still think we needed to do more with the ball in terms of threatening them. And I felt you see in the second half particularly, we really showed that. Young Sam Gallagher, I brought him in because I know he's got good pace, he can threaten him behind, he can, you know, and I thought he did very well when he came on, and that gives us a different dimension. And, you know, I thought we showed a lot of heart, a lot of fight, particularly in the second period, because it'd have been easy at 2-0 down, 2 own goals, and having not performed well in the first two league games to think, oh, here we go again. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, a number of those boys, the Conways, those boys that, for me, typify the kind of character you're going to need at the club. Then they stood up and be counted. They kept pushing on, kept trying to be brave in possession, creating chances. And for second half, I mean, they obviously took us a period to get the goal, but, you know, we had no threat really at the other end from Cardiff. And as I said, we just had to find that elusive goal to get us up and running, which we did. And all of a sudden, you know, you've got two or three half chances flying across the face of the goal for the equaliser. So I think there was some positive aspects to take, particularly from the, you know, towards the end of the first half and into the second half. But again, moving forward, you know, we've got to give ourselves a chance. I mean, you know, it was bizarre. The own goals were really bizarre, but it happened, and it's how we react to that. And I felt the second half there was a good reaction.
You just mentioned the Craig Conways of your squad there. Are there enough Craig Conways in there, Owen? Enough players who really stand up and want to be counted and want to say to each other in there, come on, lads, this is nowhere near what's required?
Well, I think that's a very good point, and it's a point I've made. And to be fair, I think there are a number in there. I think there's obviously a lot of stuff that obviously came into the club that we inherited, that you obviously have to sift your way through it and try and make the best of that. But there are a number of players in there that truly, you know, want to be at Blackburn Rovers and want to wear that shirt with pride. And I think the second half, they showed that. I think they showed that, you know, they were up for the fight. And moving forward, I think that will stand us in good stead moving at these three home games. So it was always going to be trying, given that we hadn't performed well in the two games. But I thought, you know, particularly second half, we showed more what we're about. There's still a lot more to come from them, there's no doubt about that. But moving forward, at least it gives you something that, you know, you've got that spirit, a bit of fight from a number of them to move yourself forward and get ready for a big home game on Saturday.
Are there some influences in there that you need to get shut of, though?
Well, I think it's anything to say. I mean, coming into a club, always, until you get to know them day in, day out, then that's when you can ascertain as to what's the right way for moving forward. So I knew that was always going to be that period of time when the real games start, as we call them. And I think within, I've seen, you know, certainly within certain areas there, I feel that, you know, if people don't feel that they're going to be a part of what we are moving forward, then, as I said before, then you have to chop and change. We're already looking for, you know, players to add to the squad. I've been trying every day to do that, and I'll continue to do that, because even with the numbers we have, we still need to add to the squad. So that'll be an ongoing pursuit in the next week or so. But I know moving forward we'll be fine. It's frustrating, I get it. I mean, everybody will have that frustration and everything else that goes with it. So we've got to take that, we accept it, but we know moving forward and over the course of the season we'll be fine. We'll get up and running, and we'll get Wyfield players that want to wear that shirt with pride. And that's what we need moving forward.
I know it's raw at the moment, straight after a game, Owen. It's perhaps difficult to ask the question, but do you believe that Shane Duffy and Ben Marshall are performing like they want to be Blackburn Rovers players? Because it would look from the outside, from the stand, that there appears to be problems with both of them and their performance levels.
Well, what I would say, I think, obviously from my own playing experience, nobody ever goes out to play poorly, or nobody ever goes out not to give of their best. I think sometimes, because of the speculation, you've got to understand as well, there'll be huge third-party interest, you know, being chipping away every day, telling this, telling that, and everything that comes with it. So, of course, sometimes there's a subconscious that, you know, when you're on the field, maybe you're not your best for whatever reason. But, I mean, I'm not going to stand in here and look to single out players. We don't work like that. Anything we say, we'll certainly say in-house and move on from there. But I think what is important, and it goes back to your question, the important thing for Blackburn Rovers moving forward is that the team that is on the field is united. The team that is wearing that shirt with pride, and, you know, it's a very prestigious jersey. It's full of history, it's full of tradition, and we want to have a team that's representative of that. And I know as we go, we'll get that team. It's frustrating for me because I know exactly the bits. I know exactly what I need to do. And as I say, you know, every day I'm looking to add to that squad to get the type I think that can help us moving forward. Because we've shown tonight, I mean, ultimately, particularly in the second half, there's not a coat of paint between a lot of teams in this league. And we know when we're at it and we have those players that can make a difference, then, of course, the points will come in the back of that.
I know that when you cross the white line that there is maybe things that happen that shouldn't happen. But was Shane's sending off indefensible tonight when the whistle had gone? He's on a yellow card. Did he need to just take 5 seconds and think to himself, just walk away?
I think it's one of those situations that we'd all look back and I think he'd be the first to say to himself, I shouldn't have kicked that ball. I've got to say, given the when it happened, I think sometimes as well, sometimes you can use a bit of common sense in respect of the referee. I mean, I think it was the last kick of the ball, just to understand. The other side of that is that obviously referees are under intense scrutiny because of the new rulings that comes in, as I explained to yourselves, about talking back and gesticulating, throwing your arms in the air, and obviously if he's deemed that to be kicking a ball away. I think we're trying to get an equaliser. He's given a free kick against him. The ball sat there. I mean, I don't think it was malicious. I think, obviously, he shouldn't have did it. Absolutely. I've told him that in the dressing room in front of the group, and he knows that himself. So, of course, then that leaves you in a red card, and there you go.
Have Fulham been in touch with regards to Ben Marshall, Owen?
Fulham?
Yeah.
When today?
Have any clubs? Fulham have been linked with him. Are there any clubs active at the moment?
No. So at the moment, obviously, I can tell you what happened a couple of weeks ago when we said that we'd offers as a real entity at the time. There's been no fresh written offers. Now, that's not to say that, you know, the representatives are not doing what people do, because that's the nature of the game, unfortunately. But to where, as I stand here just now, there's not been any fresh written offers for any of the players. And if, you know, the bottom line is, if it is there and somebody wants them, then make your offers. I've got no problem with that. And ultimately, that'll be them. I want players that want to be at Blackburn Rovers. I want players that are totally committed to give everything they've got. And I've said that, you know, talent's a fantastic thing. I mean, but talent only is able to show itself when all the hard work comes in the back of it. Because hard work will always beat talent when talent doesn't work hard. So at the end of the day, we have to get that team on that field that's representative of our supporters, that will come and back the team as they do. And by doing that, it will be enough to win points and move up the league where you want to be.
So Elliot Ward travelled today. Will he be available Saturday, bearing in mind Shane Duffy won't be?
Well, Elliot, again, is the answer to that is he's not fit as we speak at the moment. Obviously, young Scott Wharton was on the bench, who's did very well for us in pre-season. So, again, it's a number of things we look at. I mean, I have been trying to add a centre-back, as you know, anyway. So, whether that happens in time for Friday is another thing. But, listen, there's no getting away from it. We take that responsibility. I think it's fair to say that probably everything that could go against us probably has since the outset of the season. But that's the nature of the game. But what I also know from my own experience, and I've been there and done it, that it can change very quickly. It can change in a sixpence. The important thing is that we make sure we're the ones that affect that change. It doesn't change because you turn up and it falls into your lap. It changes through coming in, prepared, desire, hunger and hard work. That's when it changes. And when it does, it goes from obviously doom and gloom and disappointment to that feeling that we all want, the feeling that we all crave, that winning feeling. Everybody feels good about themselves. And I certainly believe, having seen what I've seen in the second half, that that's just round the corner.
Just a final one from me. Did you half expect it, Owen? A difficult start, bearing in mind what you've been through, what you've inherited?
Yeah, well, I knew it was always going to be, I mean, it was probably, truth be told, the toughest job it was going, in respect of there'd been a number of things that's happened to the club over the years, from where the club had been, and obviously a bit of, whatever you want to call, turmoil behind the scenes, this and the next thing. The club had finished where they finished last year. A number of players obviously had left because it was good money spent on loan players that came in. So, and obviously the budget's less than what it was. So it tells you, you know, that it's going to be difficult. That doesn't mean it's insurmountable. What it means is it's a big job, it's a tough job. I'll take it head on. And obviously, having been where I've been before, then obviously there's going to be that criticism comes with it as well. I get that. I'm not running away from that. I'm standing there. I put my head above the parapet and tell you how we want to go about it. And if people can't see that they've got somebody that's working very hard to help them and their club moving forward, then ultimately that's up to them. But it won't stop me doing my very best to get good players into the club that can help us move forward.